Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8 and 9. Another rhetorical question answered with an emphatic yes. We have burdens of many kinds, and too often we carry them alone. What burdens are you carrying today? Again, make a quick mental list of your cares. We will do something with them in a moment. Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 62:8. Those things that we might think are meant to destroy us are meant simply to help us find our refuge in God. Recall that mental list from a few moments ago. All those cares, and pour them out to Jesus right now. Trust Him to meet you and lift those burdens. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. So there are friends, and there are friends. Some are superficial ones whose friendship actually causes trouble, and others rare ones who are as loyal as a brother. Jesus is the epitome of loyalty and will never despise or forsake you. Thank Him for that. In His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Not only will He never forsake or despise you, but He will actually draw you close so you may find strength, help, and even a lifting in your spirit. Solace is comfort or consolation in a time of distress or sadness. That is exactly what Jesus offers His friends. Receive it now and always. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what He's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.